This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Audio courtesy of the FanDuel Sports Network. What did they say to Tristan Thompson to make him do that at the end of the game? What on earth? Because if you didn't see the end of the game, and I wouldn't have blamed you, they were up by about 87 throughout the entire game. So if you missed that, the end of that game yesterday, they're dribbling the ball out with like 18 seconds left. Tristan Thompson has the ball. I mean, he's a victory cigar. And all of a sudden, he's just like, nope. And he dribbles through people and dunks it. Like, throws a thunderous dunk down to make it from 129-108 to 131-108. And they inbound the ball with 4 seconds left. And Tristan Thompson, because they come in and out of the same tunnel, which is definitely a no-no in 2025. They come in and out of the same tunnel. So he goes walking by the Toronto bench. Horn goes, final goes up on the lower box there. Everything's over. And it looks like Tristan Thompson is just going to walk in the locker room. Somebody says something else. And then a near melee ensues as Tristan Thompson tried to take on all the Toronto Raptors.
We were just talking yesterday.
He tried to take on the cast of Jurassic Park last night.
We were just saying yesterday that we didn't think class was a thing in sports anymore. We're just joking about that, whether or not people care about whether there's class in sports anymore.
Jamal Sheed does from the Raptors.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe they said...
he's the one that got up and he was standing on the other side of the court. He was on the court and he went over to Tristan and then followed him to make sure that he got his words into him. That's what started it.
So what? Somebody had to have said something to him. Did he just do that on his own?
Tristan was hyping crypto up too much to everybody up and down during the game. Seems to be his passion project these days.
Oh, that's interesting. Because like he's dribbling the ball and then out of nowhere. It's like, did somebody say something? He's like, all right, bleep you. Like, what was it?
Well, normally it doesn't matter. I mean, there's chirping during all the games,
true.
But normally somebody doesn't do what Tristan did yesterday. That is such, and obviously he's Canadian and, you know, perhaps he goes, maybe works out with these guys during the offseason. I have no idea.
Well, just because they play for the Raptors doesn't mean they're all Canadian.
Some of the guys live there. You know, some of the guys might choose to live there. I don't know. But
that's true.
I imagine there's
it seems like a nice city. I've never been there.
I imagine there's some sort of relationship there behind the scenes for that to happen because it's so odd. Tristan, you know, barely plays for us to begin with. He's been an afterthought. You know, in the reasons we thought you'd have Tristan was to play in some of the, you know, more feisty games, but he didn't really play against Boston. He didn't really play in any of those games. So he's just kind of a total afterthought on this team. You forget he's even on the team.
It was something. So we have multiple people on this. I'm gonna get to Kenny Atkinson and I'm also gonna get to their coach, Darko
We gave it a try.
Rajakovic.
Rajakovic.
Thank you. They're a 17-win team,
it's
guys.
It's like Stojakovic, but with an R.
Rajakovic, what was that again, Mitch? Rajakovic. Darko Rajakovic. So here is the TSN call last night of Tristan Thompson's dunk.
Kenny Atkinson and the Cleveland Cavaliers is Thompson right at the... And the Blues ringing out for Tristan Thompson getting the two-handed slam. A little bit surprising. 131 to 108. And Tristan Thompson now headed back. And there's some words here. And everybody trying to separate. Scotty Barnes saying something to Tristan Thompson. And Darko now standing that way. And this is one of the things about this building, like a lot. The teams actually head down the same tunnel. They do not go to separate tunnels. And we thought that Tristan Thompson would have dribbled that out. He did not. And the Raptors, you understand it, they take exception to it. And this game was won early on. They led by as many as 39. And who's in the building? And Thompson smiling now, kind of go, you know.
There is a part of the TSN broadcast. It's great. So right after that, he's walking off, and they show Donovan Mitchell, and he's got his hands up on his head like, what did you do?
The whole thing is wild that you would have it. I mean, the game, what, 39 points at one point? This game was over after like four Max Strus threes to start the game.
Yeah. There's another conversation right, there, but this is the bigger one here.
It's right before the break, so everybody's got... I mean, I imagine those Toronto guys... There's no All-Stars on Toronto, right? Scotty Barnes not an All-Star, is he?
No.
So those guys are all getting ready for vacation. They were like...
Boy, remember when his career started?
You put us out of our misery.
That's true. You get like a week. They get a full week off, don't they?
Yeah.
They get until... I don't think they play again until next Thursday.
Yeah, I'm sure they probably got to be back Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah. I don't know. They're a 17-win team. Maybe be here Thursday morning. We'll take care of it.
You got to get one together.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because the 17-win team's probably thinking about
the
lottery.
Would you like to get your face dumped on by the 14th guy on the
well,
team?
Well, that's why I'm a little...
Start off the second half?
Let me ask you guys something.
I'm a little surprised. Like, if there were the ingredients for Fist to actually get thrown, that would have been it.
Yes.
I'm a little surprised that everybody just walked away unscathed and it was a bunch of, hold me back, hold me back.
Is there any part of Tristan Thompson, let me ask you this. Is there any part of Tristan Thompson where how did he unprovoked take a dunk? I don't know that yet. I'm going to get to these audio clips here in a second of the coaches. But did he throw down the dunk and think he was going to walk back to his own tunnel and that's it? And then he's like, uh-oh, I forgot. Like, we got to walk through the same tunnel here. And this whole crowd that's left is booing me. They are booing his face off. Just one person in the arena. The whole crowd is booing him. They hear the crowd. They're embarrassed. They're upset. And then he's got to walk right past him. Take some stones, my friend. Takes a set.
I told you, if my wife would have been watching, she would have taken Toronto's side on this.
She's un-American.
Does not like Tristan Thompson. Does not.
This is still left over from...
Oh, yeah. The residual of the cheating, and he's got three different baby mamas, and he was a serial cheater. Believe me, I've heard all about that. My sister knows about Tristan Thompson. She is no fan of Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, I got to tell you, my wife, not a big fan of Tristan Thompson. The women affiliated with his show,
yes,
not a big fan of Tristan Thompson.
So I think they might be siding with the Canadians on this one.
Of course, every guy on this show is like, hey, you know, that's his business. So, you know, what are you going to do? You know?
Know where the cameras are.
By the way, is Darko...
Just assume they're everywhere.
Is that their head coach's first name?
Yeah,
is
that's
Darko,
all we're calling.
I'm just calling him Darko Milicic.
Is that like...
You get over 500, I'll call you by your real name.
Is that like John in Serbia?
I don't know.
I think so.
Probably.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
All right, let's get to the audio here. Here's Kenny. Here's Kenny Atkinson. Hit it.
Tristan, I'm not sure what he was thinking. Sometimes, though, you're playing the game, and you just have a reaction. I know in Tristan, there's no bad intention there. I think just sometimes you're playing, and you know the goal of the game is to score, and just unfortunate.
You think he walked in there in that locker room and went, "What the bleep do you think you were doing?"
100% how that conversation went.
What was that? Here is a. Damn it. Darko Rajakovic?
Let's call him Darko.
Rajakovic?
I believe it's Rajakovic.
Darko Rajakovic, survey said.
I think what Tristan did there was no class and disrespectful. I'm not going to stand for that for sure. I'm really glad that our players, they stood up for themselves. I love when my team stands up for themselves. That was no class act.
I got to tell you. He ain't pulling that move in Serbia. Have you seen those crowds?
I'm
being dead serious. They set fire to the seats, so you ain't doing that over there. No. So, yeah, well, there you go. That's one way to spice it up. That's why you got to watch the whole game now. Now I can't go to bed early. You got to watch the whole game. Who knows
Tristan Thompson is going to do
when he comes into the game.
This is what I wonder, because I've told you that the Cavs and the Thunder this year are doing amazing historical things.
Yeah.
And they're not being talked about. And it's not that people don't respect them. People are like, the Cavs are good.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City's really good. Boston is still the favorite. I think unless that's changed, I think it's still been Boston has been the favorite. But the Lakers are getting talked about again because of their trade. Even Golden State, because they acquired Jimmy Butler, they are getting discussion.
Yeah.
The Cavs and the Thunder have just kind of been like, yeah, they're dominant. They're really dominant, but they're not interesting. Do things like Tristan doing that, and maybe if the Cavs start to really smell themselves, like Darius is trash-talking more than ever before. He has been letting fans know about it. He hits a game winner, and he gets up in the face. He gets pushed by Donovan into the crowd, and he's jawing with somebody who's sitting courtside. The Cavs, would fans here care if they become more interesting in ways like this?
No,
because they're routing teams
not fans,
and kind of showboating.
Not Cavs fans. No,
you don't think fans like the showboating?
No, I don't.
They liked it when Baker showboated. They liked it
honestly,
when LeBron showboated.
Those teams were downtrodden when each of those took over. This is a good team, and they're likable. They're a likable group, and like everybody says, like, oh, they're so likable. They're so nice. Everybody says everything great about them. So I don't think that people would – I mean, it's their favorite team, so ultimately, like, yeah, they would be on their side. But I don't think people want the rest of them to be like that. I looked at it as them standing up for themselves when it comes to Darius Garland or Donovan Mitchell or if Evan Mobley were to stick out his chest. It's like, all right, you're grown men. Stand up for yourselves. This – again, I want to try to give Tristan the benefit of the doubt because he plays for the Cleveland Cavaliers, but if we were the morning show in Milwaukee right now, you go, what are you doing? It's dumb. It's a silly thing to do. It's a silly, dumb thing to do.
I don't think any fan base, unilaterally has a thought on this. I think there's always a divide. I think some fans love the showboating, and I think others can't stand it. And there's always a split. I think
it makes it more interesting
in all these, like, right
in general.
Like, do you even care that the Cavs have seemingly been kind of ignored? Not again.
No,
not that anybody doesn't think they're good. Everybody says they're good, but you don't see, like, if you're watching a national game and let's say the Knicks are on or the Lakers, they're not doing break-ins for the Cavs results. They're just not.
No.
Like, they're a total afterthought in the national discourse.
I mean, if they were a total afterthought, I don't know. Because if no one's disrespecting them, I don't think the lack of attention is a disrespect. Because, like, the Mavericks, they have all the attention in the world on them right now. I mean, they're talking about, did you see the whole thing about, well, now you can't bring in signs, mm-hmm. and if we see signs, we're actually going to remove the signs, but we're not going to remove you. Like, they have all the attention ever. I don't want that attention. The Lakers have a bunch of attentions where it's like, okay, Luke is there, and that's amazing, but also Luke is going to sit out a little bit, make sure he's healthy, and LeBron might have not known, which I guess I might have to walk back some comments here on LeBron, because I didn't think they'd do anything without LeBron's knowledge, and I still want to say that, but he seemed to be not too thrilled because it seems that now there's a hourglass that's starting to come to the end on his career, and maybe that's a realization in a way that he's 40 years old and they're going with a 26-year-old player that's going to give them probably another decade of great basketball and keep them competitive. I don't know if that's really attention I really need. I like having attention on the Cavs. I like being a popular team, but I just think that they are the nice team that everybody who covers basketball or talks about basketball or watches it likes. And I'm fine with them blowing teams out game after game. There's nothing, what other than this Tristan Thompson blip, which that's what it's going to be by 9 o'clock. We won't care. We'll have Brad Doherty on. Maybe we'll ask him. By 9:20, we won't care. And then that'll be the end of it. And it's great. The All-Star break's coming. We got guys in the skills contest on Saturday. We got the All-Star game on Sunday. We got guys in the All-Star game. It's great. It's a celebration of the Cavs. And I just don't think that a lot of Cavs fans are upset by the lack of attention, because I don't see it as a lack of respect.
Well, it's funny because I've dared do this over the years on certain teams, and this is certainly one of those teams where, like, can you envision them hoisting, it's still the Larry O'Brien Trophy?
It's the Larry now, yeah.
Why would they change it?
It seems like all names are up for grabs in today's day and age.
I got to look into Larry O'Brien's history now. Hold on.
So is... Like, I've asked, can you envision, in your heart of hearts, the Cavs hoisting that trophy at the end of the year, the championship trophy? Have you dared to dream it? Because this team is kicking ass. I mean, the 66 wins is there in front of them. They can do all these historical markers.
What I told you, though, what I'll hate is if they do, and they did go to, and if they lost to Boston, then none of this makes it even worse. Because, like, you're beating teams by 20 every night. And in all honesty, with the exception of a rare Tristan Thompson near melee, you could probably go to bed in the third quarter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you're fine.
You don't have to watch these full games, no.
And if you get to this time and you just lose in, like, five games to Boston, or God forbid if you lost to the Knicks. Holy Toledo. But if you lost to one of those teams, then, man, the regular season just takes a big, big hit in next year. Because now you've seen it all. And you just need to get to the postseason. And I don't want that to happen. I mean, this is a lot of fun, even though they're basically fun first halves, and the rest you just kind of do whatever you want to do in the second half.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.